So I think it was just maybe a couple of years into my time at seminary, doing my studies to be a priest. I just remember one time, you know, being in finals week and just being stressed out and overloaded with just all my studies and just also kind of preparing my things and getting ready to move to my summer assignment. And in that stress and just kind of being overwhelmed, you know, I started thinking, you know, maybe I'm not called to be a priest. It's hard already. It's only going to get harder. Maybe I'm called to something easier, like marriage. something easier. So, again, I think we've all had this feeling, you know, where regardless of what it is, whether it was in our studies, at our job, in your vocations that you find yourself now, when things are getting really difficult, there's a temptation, you know, to think the grass is greener on the other side. And we've all experienced this. And, but also kind of that's actually built into this saying that the grass is always greener on the other side is actually the knowledge that it isn't. That there's this temptation to look out something else and be like, that's easier and it's better. But the reality of the matter is that regardless of that vocation we're called to, whether it's the priesthood, religious life, married life, whether it's a smaller vocation of our jobs, some other activity we're involved in, the reality of the matter is that we're living it well. It means that we're going to be pulling ourselves out. It means in order to do it well, we have to do it in imitation of the Good Shepherd who is willing to lay down his life. So I think this feeling isn't necessarily bad to have, because in it is this realization that what I'm called to be, regardless of what that is, it's going to call a sacrifice of myself. It's going to call me to pour myself out, and that I can't be selfish, and that could be very difficult. But what I found just in my own priesthood, my own vocation, those hardest days that I've experienced just in the past 2 years, you know, although they might have been hard, I've never actually felt greater fulfillment in those days. You know, getting through a hard day at the end of it, I've never felt so much fulfillment. And so today here at Mass, you know, we just come to receive our Lord in the Eucharist, to ask for his grace in order to take on those harder parts of our vocation. And also for those of us who perhaps haven't settled into a vocation, a family life, you know, married life, or some religious life, or some more devoted single life, we also want to come here and just ask the Lord to give us the strength to do what he's calling us to not be afraid of that sacrifice that's involved in it. Because the reality of the matter is that the vocation that he calls us to, that's going to be the greenest fields that we're going to find on this earth. That's where we're going to find the most joy on this earth. And if it's not difficult, it's, you know, we're not doing it right. And so today, again, we just come to the Lord asking for the grace to live out our vocation as well. For those of us still searching to figure out what that vocation is, just to have the strength and the courage to undertake whatever the Lord might be calling us to. Today, we get a taste of heaven in the Eucharist. And we know that even in these green fields, things are difficult. There actually are green fields that will be better, that will be greener, and it'll be in heaven.